We're holding Igeret Teiman, page Kuf Chaf Daled in Rav Shivat's edition. Va'atem achinu, and you are brethren, de'u shebizman Nebuchadnezzar ha'rasha yichrech bnei adam kulam lavod avodah zarah. You should know that in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, the wicked one, he forced all men to serve idols. Ve'lo nitzal min ha'nimtzeim rak Hananiah, Mishael va'Azariah, and the only ones who abstained from those that were present there were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And ultimately, God wiped out Nebuchadnezzar and his Babylonian empire. And God wiped out his paganism, his form of religion. And when the dust settled, so the truth remained as it had always been. And so too in the time of the Second Temple, when the Greek Empire was coming down on us full force, gazush madot atzumot, they decreed great decrees against Judaism, vekashot al Israel, very difficult decrees were decreed upon Israel, kedei la'abed haTorah lefi machshavtam, in order to try and wipe out the Torah, they thought, v'chichum lechalel Shabbat, and they forced our forefathers, the people of the Second Temple, they forced them to desecrate the Shabbos, v'shelo yamulu bneim, and they decreed that they won't circumcise their children. And they made a special decree that every Jew had to write on their garment that they have no portion in the God of Israel. And they decreed that every Jew has to write on the horn of their ox that they have no portion in the God of Israel and use that ox for plowing. And these decrees lasted approximately 52 years. And then Hashem wiped out their empire and their beliefs, their philosophies, all of that was wiped out together. And we find our sages continually teaching us, when the Gemara recounts the different decrees that the Jews had to endure, so the Gemara always refers to it. Once there was the following decree against the Jewish people, and then God annulled the decree eventually when the one who made the decree was ultimately wiped out. And so our sages instructed us. When Chazal discussed how much halachic consideration do we give to a decree that was imposed by a certain empire. So the Gemara says we don't take that into consideration when we're deciding long-term halacha. Because the halacha that our sages institute is eternal. We're keeping today what Chazal instituted 2,000 years ago. And the decrees that they had to endure, they always said, oh, it's going to pass. So their attitude always was, when we're dealing with halacha, we have to think long-term. Halacha is going to take effect for thousands of years till the end of time. But to take into account the short term, the decrees that we're enduring now, that's going to pass. Look at the foresight that they had. Usually, mankind views things differently. We usually think that the troubles we're in, we can't see how we're going to get out of them. Imagine something endures for 52 years to keep saying, no, we're not changing our attitude. It's going to pass. This is just a passing phase. This is a passing empire. What we're doing is eternal, so we can't make eternal decisions under influence of a fleeting gzera, a fleeting decree. And that's what Chazal taught us. Our attitude always has to be Shmada Avid Devatid. The decrees against the Jewish people will be annulled. In time, they're going to pass. Each decree will pass. There'll be a new one. But that decree, we shouldn't give it too much heart because eventually it will pass. And God already foretold and predetermined for our forefather Jacob, that his offspring, even though the nations will degrade them and win them, be victorious over them, God foretold Yaakov that ultimately his offsprings will remain. Amal Yitale, and that is the prophecy that God told Yaakov, V'aya Zar'acha ka'afar ha'aretz. Your offspring, God told Yaakov, is going to be like the earth on the ground. What did God mean? Ritzono lomar, what God meant to say is, shehem imeyotam shpelim ka'afar, that although the Jewish people are going to be downtrodden like the earth, midrach kafregel lakol, everyone steps on the earth. The lowest person steps on the earth. Everyone steps on the earth. Lasof yenatzchu v'yigberu. Even though the Jews are going to have to endure throughout generations that they will be stepped on and downtrodden by everyone, ultimately they will overcome. Ve'od al tzad ha'mashal, and furthermore, using this allegory, she'ha'afar basof ya'ale al dorcho v'yisher acharav, that the earth eventually overcomes the one that spends his life stepping on it. Meaning when a person gets buried, he gets buried in the earth. Who's on top in the end? The earth. Who remains on top? The earth. Who remains constant? The earth. Man spends his life stepping on the earth. The man ends his life being buried in the earth, and the earth is on top. So the Rambam is saying that when God foretold Yaakov that his offsprings would be like the earth, God wasn't only telling him that the Jewish people would multiply. God was also telling him that for a long time they're going to be stepped on. Just as man spends his lifetime stepping on the earth. Ultimately they'll overcome, but they'll have a long time to endure being stepped on. And the prophet Isaiah already clarified and taught us from God's prophecy, Shezot ha'umah bizman ha'galut, that this nation, meaning the Jewish people, in the time of the exile, kol mi sheishtadel lenatzchah ulitgaber aleha, ta'alei ishtadluto gam yachol yuchal. Anyone who tries to overcome the Jewish people, anyone who tries to win over the Jewish people, not only will he be successful, but he'll see great success in general. If you want to be a successful general, the prophet Isaiah revealed, take on the Jewish people. Because God says, I give them in the hands of great generals, and I always need someone else to knock them down, so there's always another empire in the making that's going to knock them down. But ultimately, Yazra Hashem, Hashem will help them. It's interesting that there was once someone I knew who was doing business with a Spanish businessman. And the Spanish businessman knew that the man was Jewish. And he told him, he said, you should know I've studied history. And it's interesting that the Spanish never got back what they lost in the time of the Inquisition. Said that when they had the Inquisition, they were at their height. That was the golden era of Spain. And they had all the intellectuals. And when they chased out the Jews and told them, either convert or we'll kill you, so they were at their height. Things were going really well. But they kicked out all the intellectuals. They in effect, caused the depletion of the great Jewish minds. This is the way he viewed it. This is the way a non-Jew viewed it. And he said, ever since then, Spanish Empire has gone down, never made it back up again. Said that his own studying of history, this is what he said like in a business meeting, said that in his own study of history, their height ended when they did that. It's interesting also to study the British rise and fall, and when exactly that, when the British Inquisition was, when the British expulsion of the Jews was, and when the British Empire started going down. So it's not exact. It's not exact. And nor does the prophet claim it's going to be exact. The prophet says that those who take on the Jews will rise. Eventually they'll fall. He doesn't tell us when that eventually will be. But he says that if you want to take on the Jews, you'll be successful. Yeshaya already foretold us that. Ultimately, God heals the wound of the Jewish people. Amar, as the prophet said, Chazut kasha hugad li. I see a very difficult prophecy. From here we derive that whenever a prophet begins his prophecy with the word chazon, he's going to say a difficult prophecy. Because when Isaiah begins this prophecy, he says, I see something that's difficult, and he describes it as chazut. Chazut kasha hugad li. A difficult vision was told to me. Habogeid, bogeid, vehashoded, shoded. The one who wants to rebel can rebel. The one who wants to plunder can plunder. Ali elam, tsurim adai. be it on the city of Elam, which is the capital of Babylon, if I'm not mistaken, the rock of Persia, Kolan Chatai Ishbati. Ultimately, God says, I will cease all of the sighing. But initially, whoever wants to can rebel. Whoever wants to plunder can plunder. And God already, so to speak, co-signed through his prophets. He took responsibility. That we will not be wiped out. We will not be fully destroyed. And we will not cease to be an important and relevant nation that is upheld. The nation will not cease to exist. Individuals, well, he said, they're going to plunder. They're not plundering the homes. They're plundering the people. Individuals, so yeah, God didn't promise any individual he's going to last. But the nation as a nation will last. And just as it is impossible for God to cease to exist, so too it is impossible for the Jewish people to cease existing from the world. Amar, as God told us in Malachi, the end of the prophets, the prophet who is going to give us the vision that's going to remain with us till Eliyahu comes, Ki ani Hashem lo shaniti. I am God, I haven't changed, I cannot change. V'atem bnei Yaakov lo chalitem. And you too, in comparison, the sons of Jacob, will not be wiped out. V'chen bisiranu v'ivtichanu, and so too God told us and promised us, Yitale Shmo, may his name be exalted, that it is impossible by God to be disgusted with all of us. Notice the Rambam is addressing the underlying basics of Jewish faith when it comes to Jewish faith as opposed to other faiths. In our last sessions, we discussed the 13 principles. Those are tenets of Jewish faith within Jewish faith. Now when it comes to comparative religion, so to speak, the Rambam is telling us the basics of Jewish faith when you're going to think about what about what the other religions are claiming? So the Rambam is telling us, firstly, people are going to claim that we've been downtrodden. Yes, the Prophet told us we're going to be downtrodden. That's not a sign of whether what we're saying is true or not. God told us, this is what we have to look forward to. God already told Yaakov this before the Jewish nation came to be. When we had our forefather Jacob, we were already foretold this is what's waiting for us. And God said, on the other hand, that the Jewish people will not be completely wiped out, and it is impossible by him to be disgusted with all of us. Even though the prophets discussed that God was disgusted with groups of Jews who sinned. And even though we rebel and we don't perform the mitzvos, nonetheless, God says he will never be disgusted with the Jewish people as a whole. Amar, as the prophet said, this is in Jeremiah and Yirmiyahu, Ko amar Hashem, so said Hashem, Im imadu shamayim milmala, if the heavens can be measured from above, v'yechakru mosdei eretz lemata, and the foundations, the inner depths of the earth will be seeked out, gam ani emas b'chol zera Yisrael al kol asher asunu Hashem, then I will be willing to be disgusted with all of the Jewish people. Meaning, God is saying, just as it's impossible for mankind to be able to measure the edge of the heavens, as far as we know, space has no end. We don't know of an end. You can keep going, go measure. And we haven't been able to dig under ourselves and just dig to the center of the earth. God says, by the same token, I will not be disgusted with all of the Jewish people. And the Rambam is stressing the all, that all of the Jewish people as a whole, God says, that I will not be disgusted with. And on this point itself, God foretold us in the Torah, Amar, when God told us about all the punishments that are waiting if the Jewish people don't keep the Torah, God ends off by saying, even though they may be exiled and the land will be destroyed and they'll be punished, and then in exile they'll be punished again, and then they'll be punished again, and they'll be living in constant fear, and they'll be wiped out, and the nations will be killing one after another, and they'll live within their homes trembling in fear. Nonetheless, after all these punishments and the description of the terrible things that can happen if the Jews don't keep the Torah, God ends off by saying, "Ve'af gam zot," and even so, "Biyotam be'otzoy ve'hem," when they are in their enemies' lands and they're suffering so, "Lo me'astim ve'lo ge'altim lechalotam," I have not been disgusted with them. I have not been repelled by them to wipe them out completely, "Le'afel briti itam," to undo my covenant with them. So these verses the Rambam is quoting as proof that God has foretold there will be difficult times that will befall the Jewish people, and nonetheless God says, "I'm still with them." Again, the Rambam is giving us the key philosophies and the key attitudes within Judaism to the claims that other religions and other nations have had against us throughout the years. And where we're going to pick up next week, Bezrat Hashem, is the Rambam's going to address the people directly and tell them to rely on these verses that he just told them. They should give them the strength, in spite of the fact that they're suffering. The Rambam's writing this letter to the people of Yemen when there's a decree there that if they don't convert, they're all going to be killed and punished and tortured, and one by one they're being brought before a tribunal and asked, "Do you want to convert or not?" And the Rambam is sending this letter to strengthen them, to have the foresight and the breadth to see beyond the difficulties of their day and see into the past and see into the future that this is a passing phenomenon, the suffering that they're enduring.